Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. So our first segment, we're going to do the update on the COVID-19. Dr. Prather, how safe are the vaccines? There's a lot of talk on the vaccines right now.
Well, again, they're saying that the safety is quite remarkable, but they have come out with a warning. A lot of people are having allergic reactions. And so if you do have allergic reactions, you should bring your own EpiPen to the allergic.
And when you say they, who is they?
CDC.
CDC, okay.
So it's actually the CDC is now stating that you should bring your own EpiPen if you have any type of allergies. So there was a doctor recently who got a vaccination.
The COVID vaccination.
COVID vaccination, and he's allergic to shellfish. And he happened to have his EpiPen on him. And he had to give his shot because it was having a reaction, just as if he had been exposed to shellfish. So they're testing it to see what might be involved in this particular one. But there have been probably several thousand cases along those lines.
So if you have an EpiPen, take it with you.
Take it with you. If you have any type of an allergy, because again, they're not quite sure. So they're trying to find out what type of allergic reactions are taking place. Mm-hmm. But there have been some deaths.
And
there
have after the vaccine?
After the vaccine. Mm. And there have been some very severe allergic reactions. The doctor who had that vaccination and then used the EpiPen, he said if he had not had that on him, he would have died.
Wow.
So, you know.
And he has a shellfish.
He had a shellfish allergy. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to figure out, because they didn't use any shellfish per se. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're not quite sure what are the allergic reactions. So there's still some experimentation around along that. So let's say you have peanut allergy, you have any type of allergens that you know of that you could have a reaction to, and you're going to get the shot, you should actually take an EpiPen with you just in case.
Interesting. So are the vaccines effective against the new mutations? And we haven't talked about the new mutations, if you want to talk about that also.
That's right, because I didn't give the update.
We've had like a COVID break over the holidays for a couple weeks.
Okay, well, let me talk about that. There's two different new mutations. There's the UK mutation, and there's also a South African mutation. So the United Kingdom mutation has actually arrived in the United States, and it is 50 to 75% more highly contagious than the old vaccination, the old virus. So it is is it more deadly? Well, it transmits easier. So they don't think that if you get it, it's any more deadly than the old one. But it is something that is going on, and they do feel that the UK one, the United Kingdom new virus, mm-hmm. Still uses the same proteins as the old virus to actually attach. So they do believe that that one is still susceptible to the new vaccinations.
So do they call this anything different, or it's just a mutation?
They haven't, it's a mutation.
Of the COVID-19?
Yeah, they haven't really actually said whether it's, because we actually have the original coronavirus that mm-hmm. occurred. Then we have a new mutation that actually is the one that is more common. So we've actually got a mutation there. And then we actually have another mutation that has occurred with the what they call the UK, which is even more contagious than the old ones. And now we also have a South African mutation. Now the South African mutation has a different protein for its attachment than the others. So if that actually spreads, the vaccinations probably won't be effective.
The one from South Africa.
The one from South Africa. But that hasn't really spread to Europe, North America, or any place else. But the one from the United Kingdom has actually arrived in Australia. It's also been found in the United States. So it is spreading quite rapidly. But if the South African one takes off, then they don't believe that the vaccination will be effective against that one.
So you're saying
it all gets a little confusing.
Uh-huh. You're saying this new mutation is 50 to 75% more
the
contagious.
The UK one is more 50 to 75% more contagious than the old one.
And you can call it the UK and the South Africa, but you can't call it the China. Just saying.
Let's not get political young lady.
Sorry.
We're just following what the and they are calling it that. That's actually what the CDC is. They haven't named them yet, but right now they're just mutations. So we had the original virus that came out, and it was actually more deadly than the virus that is going around right now.
The COVID-19.
Yeah. Well, no.
Okay, you're confusing me.
I know it is confusing.
And when you say original virus,
yes, the one that was called the COVID-19.
Oh, okay.
So the COVID, you had the original virus that was the COVID-19, and now you, this is a mutation of the SARS coronavirus 1. Now we've got the SARS coronavirus 2, which was which was a whole new virus that came out of that.
Okay,
but it was of the same family. Then you have one, two, now three mutations on that.
Mm.
So it's really, there's quite a bit of changes that are taking place in this coronavirus.
So are the new mutations more deadly?
The one from the United Kingdom, now the first mutation that we had actually was less deadly, but it was more contagious. This one, they don't know how deadly it is. But it is far more contagious, the UK one. Mm-hmm. South Africa one, I have not heard whether it's more contagious or more deadly, but it does have a different protein to it, so it will not probably, the new vaccinations that they have are probably not going to be effective with that if it actually takes off.
So were these mutations expected?
You know, and when they first came out, they were talking about, well, if we come up with a vaccination, is this actually going to be effective if this mutates? And they said, well, you know, it's coronaviruses really don't usually mutate very quickly, that there's really not a lot of changes. So they weren't really expecting any problems with the, if they came up with a vaccine, it should be good for, you know, for quite a long time before there were any mutations.
Guess what?
Guess what? This sucker mutates, and it's mutating quite rapidly in a lot of different types of forms.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's at this point we're still playing catch up with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, scientifically, we're still kind of reaching for some straws.
So is there any investigations on where the COVID-19 virus originated?
Yeah, you talked about the China. Well, you know, and that was one thing that the State Department and the United States and the United Kingdom both have an investigation going along those lines. The World Health Organization actually declined to at the beginning, but there was a lot of backlash on that because they said, you know, there was no... they said it's pretty well proven that it was in the wet market. Basically, it's a live animal type of a market that it originated there, and they didn't need to investigate it. They have since said, because they got a big backlash about that, and so they said that they were going to investigate it. Now, one thing that happened that was very interesting is that there were several virologists who worked in the Wuhan lab that has been accused of actually releasing the virus, who defected to Hong Kong and have escaped to the UK. And so that's something to keep kind of tabs on to see if they have some information along those lines that we may not know about.
Would they be in the investigation?
Or? They are a part of the investigation, and the United Kingdom is actually doing and has taken them in, and is investigating to see if the Wuhan lab that was involved in actually biochemical warfare is what it was for, and doing research on different viruses, and they were doing research that we know of on the coronavirus. To change it, and these virologists actually work there and might have some information on what actually occurred.
Okay.
So stay tuned.
Right. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather, for the update. When we come back, we're going to talk about soft tissue disorders and our secret weapon.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
When should homeopathy be used instead of pharmaceuticals?
Research on pharmaceuticals have really never been done on children and how children respond, because children are completely different creatures. They have a different immune system, they have different physiologies, and we have never done research. Obviously, nobody wants to volunteer their kid to have research done on them on pharmaceuticals, and children are much more sensitive to pharmaceuticals than adults are. A lot of problems that occur as we give pharmaceuticals to children, so homeopathics should be the first line of any type of medication for any children. Recent studies on ear infections have proven a dramatic difference between homeopathic treatment and the antibiotics that have been prescribed. The rate of how quickly they get better. Also, the biggest thing was the reoccurrence of pharmaceuticals. The children who had antibiotics had 6 times more reoccurrent ear infections than those who got no treatment at all. The homeopathics cut down the number of reoccurrences by a third.
I was out in their reception room just saying hi to the patients, and one was telling me that you helped her with her kidneys. I don't know if she's going into kidney failure.
She was. She had a GFR of 18. We started her on some homeopathic injections. There are no pharmaceuticals to help with that. And she went in 4 days later, just as an emergency type of thing, got checked, and her numbers were up to 18 to 32 in four days. That was with a homeopathic treatment.
I think she said, the ER doctor said, "Where did you go? What happened? How can someone change
to that
these
degree
levels that quickly?" He was blown away.
And we've had other people look at our studies, and that's one thing that we're very good at, because that's one thing that pharmaceuticals, they really don't have anything for that, but we're excellent at getting those glomerular filtration rates up to where they need to be. And we have a lot of patients who are coming in, and we're keeping them from ever going into dialysis treatment.
Yeah, which would shorten their lives.
Which is very painful, very expensive, and if we can do that on a consistent basis, which we want to do research and show that we can through homeopathics, then this could really have a huge benefit to everyone. Congestive heart failure. That's one of the things that they found, is that homeopathics have been very, very beneficial. Much less problems along those lines, which is, again, another thing that we really don't have a good pharmaceutical answer to. Homeopathic can be a stopgap in a lot of different types of situations where pharmaceuticals don't have an answer to. Looking at homeopathics is a great way to approach it.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Are you experiencing muscle pain or tightness anywhere on your body? Try the Rapid Release Therapy Pro 2. The Pro 2 is a targeted high-speed vibration therapy device used by medical professionals to quickly relieve a wide variety of aches and pains on their patients, as well as themselves, their friends, and their families. Safe, effective, and easy to use, this professional quality medical device uses a patent treatment head with 5 built-in heads, giving you the versatility to treat small bony surfaces, such as fingers, wrists, and ankles. Powerful enough to quickly relax the tightest hips on professional athletes and everything in between. Unlike the low-speed percussive devices, rapid-release therapy delivers for sensitive areas like joints, neck, and ankles safely and comfortably, and provides the raw power your larger muscle groups need. Go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid-release banner and enter code PRATHER for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners. Through the end of January, Rapid Release is offering a very special discount for just $995. That's a $500 discount on the regular price.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice. the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
Well, we're talking today about soft tissue disorders, and Dr. Prather, we're going to talk about trigger points and scar tissue, adhesion, fascia restriction, circulation. And let's talk about scar tissue. One definition I found, and we would agree with it, it forms in the body as a temporary patching mechanism. You know, I think of, you know, when you were a kid, did your mom patch your holes in your knees and
my jeans.
Not in your knees.
In my knees.
That's scar tissue. So temporary patching mechanism for wounds that are caused by injury, surgery, trauma, repetitive stress.
Yeah.
We're in a society right now, there's a lot of repetitive stress. And the scar tissue dries out and contracts over time, creating tension, stiffness, and hypersensitivity. And it's just an interesting, and you know, to think about a visual that the scar tissue dries out and contracts.
Right, because it's not alive. So the body lays down tissue that isn't live cells.
Okay.
So that's what scar tissue is it's your own material. But it doesn't have the cell membrane, it doesn't have the active tissue inside, it doesn't have the mitochondria, the nucleus, all those types of things. It's just a fibrous material in there. It's a situation where, hey, I got to close this up, and I got to do it quickly, and for some reason we can't make cells into this area at this point.
So let's just get it taken care of. Interesting, because I think I used to think, oh, it's only some traumatic event or a surgery, but it could be as simple as repetitive use.
Sure. Yeah, one of the things that we find oftentimes with people with different type of issues in their elbows, joints, low back, neck, that there's scar tissue in through there. That's causing abnormal motion, abnormal function, abnormal posture, are all the different types of things that occur. Yeah, I've seen people with old surgical scars where the whole abdomen is kind of twisted over, where it's just kind of pulled in through there because of the scar tissue in through there. At first it wasn't that bad, but then as it goes along it actually gets worse, because scar tissue not only occurs at the time of the injury and it's temporary, but it can actually start to grow.
It can start to grow.
Yeah.
Even though it's not alive.
Well, it does have some life to it, but it's not a fully functioning cell.
Okay.
But it can start to grow almost like a cancer.
Wow.
We've had a lot of patients who've come in who had had abdominal surgeries for different types of things, for low back surgeries where the scar tissue had actually increased as we was going along. And they would go in there and try to do surgery to remove the scar tissue, which if the surgery oftentimes actually makes the scar tissue even grow faster. So finding a solution on that is one of the major things that we try to do within our office, is getting that scar tissue down, which actually we do a tremendous amount of work along those lines.
Well, let's talk about that. We're going to take each of these and talk about the treatment.
Sure.
We're going to end with our secret weapon in the last segment for a lot of these issues.
Well, can I talk a little bit about it with this issue too?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Because it is a major player along those lines that we use, is the rapid release.
Rapid release technology,
yeah. Yeah, it's absolutely revolutionary. It was put out in 2010, correct?
Right.
And we started using it right away.
Yeah, we found it. We usually go to different clinics that practice like us. We want to see what they're doing. We want to collaborate with them.
We like to steal their what they're doing. So
that is that.
I use it. I always come in and tell the doctor. I actually tell doctors who come into our office, because we have quite a few, say, hey, most of this stuff I didn't really steal. They gave it to me. But you know, it's very rare that you come up with your own type of thing.
Right.
So you know, getting that information from others, and I said, you can steal anything that you want to. We actually give it to you. But sharing that information is really important so that, you know, you can be a very better clinician for your patients.
Yeah, so we were down in Atlanta, Georgia for the day and observing their treatment area, and they had this rapid release technology. You can hear it in a treatment room.
Sure. has a nice buzz.
Buzz. So sometimes it sounds like a power sander.
We're sanding your problems away.
That's right. But it's an FDA-registered high-speed vibration device. And you want to talk more about it? It's discovered this optimal vibration.
Yes.
That gets results.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, I like to kind of point out what we used to do to achieve the same thing with the rapid release. People have heard of Graston, they're scraping, all those different types of things.
Yeah.
And we used to do that in our office quite a bit, where you would sit there and you would take a piece of metal and then you would just kind of scrape it down across the scar tissue.
Yeah, we had an athletic trainer who was certified in it.
And yeah, athletic trainer and a physical therapist who actually loved doing it. I remember, and actually oftentimes it would leave some bruise and people would kind of white knuckle it as it was doing because it was painful. I mean, the results were great.
Yeah.
And then when we brought back the rapid release and we took it to the athletic trainer and the physical therapist, they were like, oh, but I really like doing the the scraping.
Yeah, pain and torture.
Pain and torture, yeah, I know. But the technique on that, actually people love it. I mean, you know, there's no pain involved with it. And it works differently where you're doing a mechanical pressure with a scraping. With this, it's the, as you said, the vibrational tone on that.
And it's very light. It doesn't...
Yeah, you don't push in on it. It just kind of goes across the surface. And it really breaks up, does wonders for that scar tissue on breaking it up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, also one of the things that we add to that is acupuncture. Acupuncture is absolutely amazing for getting the scar tissue out of there.
Mm-hmm.
So what acupuncture does is it gets the electromagnetic energy in through there, and then the rapid release goes in there, and then actually truly breaks up the fibrous material so that the electromagnetic energy can start to increase and then really lay down that cells. And we have people who scars, and like that one guy who had that whole abdomen kind of twisted over.
Yeah.
We worked with that. We did acupuncture. We did rapid release on it. We did massage. We did some creams, too, on there to help it. And the whole abdomen unfolded. And you can hardly even see his scar where the surgery was before.
So does it kind of melt away?
The body does reabsorb it. It's like, it actually does kind of melt away.
I know you're palpating in the muscle and the different areas and the patient and saying, is this filet mignon or beef jerky?
Or gristle.
A gristle.
Yeah. Basically, you're talking about gristle into there.
Yeah, you want to be filet mignon.
Yeah, there you go. And, back surgery, failed back surgery. We have so many people who, I've had some patients come in who had three surgeries on their back, and each time they got worse.
Mm-hmm.
And usually it's the scar tissue that really is the problem, that they just start really laying down massive amounts of scar tissue.
Mm-hmm.
And there's constant restrictions, and the scar tissue grows, and it's getting worse and worse and worse. And the person's getting debilitated.
Yeah.
And there's no way, just after three surgeries, you don't go back in there again.
Right.
Three surgeries is max. After that...
three strikes and you're out.
Yeah, the surgeons aren't going to go in there at that point. And so we get those patients and we go in there and we start doing the different types of techniques that we do, including the rapid release, trigger point, all sorts of different types of things that we do, which we'll go through.
Mm-hmm.
It gets rid of the scar tissue.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, that failed back surgery, you have somebody who's moving around saying, wow, this is fantastic.
Right. Yeah, and it's nice we use that rapid release right along the paraspinals areas, not on the spine, but along that, and put people in, if they can get in a child's pose and run that rapid release. In that area, it doesn't take too long, just minutes for each area, just a few minutes for each area.
Right. We recently had a young lady, 17, with a sacrum that was pulled up from the fascia material, that she had. And we did the rapid release on that, and it's just already dropped down dramatically.
Sacrum. Yeah.
I mean, the treatment was within a week. You saw a dramatic change.
Yeah. And she had a hard time sitting.
Right, she had pain.
Sacrum. She had pain.
Abdominal pain, even. It was translating into that.
Yeah. All right, when we come back, more on soft tissue disorders.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio.
You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.
Laughter is the best medicine.
The low-carb bread, have you tasted it? It looks like bread, but it has no other properties of bread. I went to taste it, and my brain sent a signal to my mouth. Get it out! Get it out! It tasted like the wrapper was still on it. And I said, you know what? I'll put butter on it. Butter wouldn't go on. I would put the pad on and it would fall off. Jam and jelly would beat up and fall off. Did they scotch guard this at the factory? I tried to toast it. It wouldn't toast. I'm out in the garage with a blowtorch. It's absorbing the heat like a space shuttle tile. How does this break down in my system if it doesn't toast? They're gonna dig me up in 5,000 years and go, he was on the no carb. See that disc?
The Voice of Health Minute with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
American Cancer Society says 65% of all cancer comes from our diet. We know that stroke and heart attack has a lot to do with diet and obesity. If you're looking for one supplement, hey, what's the magic supplement, doctor? Can I take one thing? I say fiber. Fiber probably does the most for people than any other thing. Get the fiber into your diet. You'll lose weight. You won't get heart disease as much, and you won't get cancer near as much. So fiber in the diet is one of the biggest things that makes a difference in nutrition. So if there's one thing that you could actually do is fiber.
And I know we do the psyllium husk at our office to increase that because it is hard in our diet.
Well, you know, when we have the American processed diet, and most of the world really doesn't, the main thing that they process out is the fiber.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Are you experiencing muscle pain or tightness anywhere on your body? Try the Rapid Release Therapy Pro 2. The Pro 2 is a targeted high-speed vibration therapy device used by medical professionals to quickly relieve a wide variety of aches and pains on their patients, as well as themselves, their friends, and their families. Safe, effective, and easy to use, this professional quality medical device uses a patent treatment head with five built-in heads, giving you the versatility to treat small bony surfaces such as fingers, wrists, and ankles. Powerful enough to quickly relax the tightest hips on professional athletes and everything in between. Unlike the low-speed percussive devices, rapid release therapy delivers for sensitive areas like joints, neck, and ankles safely and comfortably, and provides the raw power your larger muscle groups need. Go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the Rapid Release banner and enter code PRATHER for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners. Through the end of January, Rapid Release is offering a very special discount for just $995. That's a $500 discount on the regular price.
I was feeling so bad. I asked my family doctor just what I had.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're talking today about soft tissue disorders. We talked about scar tissue, the different treatments for that we do at our office. And let's talk about adhesions now. They can form and fasten two or more layers of tissues not normally connected. It's kind of like...
Sure.
Spot weld fastens two pieces of metal together, and adhesions can increase tension and stiffness in the body.
Right. The main thing that you try to think about adhesions, you put two pieces of paper and they can slide back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
And if you put some glue in between, that's an adhesion.
Okay. That's a good example.
So it kind of gets people, aware of that. And then that normal type of motion doesn't occur. So adhesions, is it really what you can tell on that when that occurs, is a loss of motion.
More
loss of motion because you don't have the normal type of gliding that occurs.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody raises up their arm and they're trying to move it, and I can get it only this far, and then it really starts to hurt, that's an adhesion usually.
Okay.
So breaking up adhesions is very important, especially for normal mobility.
Yeah, and you know, we use chiropractic adjustments for that. Working on the alignment, you know, sure. very important.
Right, right.
Also, the rapid release comes and help. We do massage also. You know, we use this rapid release technology in conjunction with our other therapies also.
Sure. There was a gentleman recently who, you know, was supposed to be having 180 degree motion of the shoulder.
And you're, he had about 70. You're moving 70. Your shoulder. No one can see that.
They can't see that? What's wrong with them? See, see, you could raise it up to 180 and he could only raise it up to 70. And within 2 weeks, we had him all the way up to 180.
Right.
And it was a combination of treatments. It was the chiropractic adjustments. It was also acupuncture. We also got into the rapid release to get that, taken care of.
Get released.
The final thing that we did was trigger point therapy, mm-hmm. you know, just mm-hmm. to do some injections in there. And that got rid of the pain. But the other treatments had already gotten the full motion in through there. But some of the adhesion was still there, and once we did the injections on that, then that got rid of it. But the combination of all those different types of things, you know, looking at that. So, you know, as we're kind of evaluating what is it that's going on, scar tissue, adhesions, all the different types of aspects on the whole myofascial pain and dysfunction syndrome, you know, and how that all goes together, and then evaluating exactly what it is that we need to do. And then, of course, the exercises. You know,
right.
they were doing all sorts of stretches, strengthening types of things, and because people have had problems, they have to strengthen that up to actually have the proper motion.
Right.
Because they had compensated on that, had done different types of things. So one of the things that I really like about our practice, you know, the Praetor practice, is that we're able to combine all those different types of things. Mm-hmm. When you've got one problem, it's not just one thing that's occurring. You don't have...
Right.
Yeah, there's multiple things, and you're talking about, you know, so you can't do just one treatment and expect the results.
Right.
You have to do multiple treatments to get all the different aspects of that taken care of.
A lot of our patients call our place one-stop shop.
One-stop shop. And that's really what healthcare should be.
Well, let's talk about fascia restrictions. You know, fascia is kind of like a shrink wrap that surrounds every muscle in our body.
Right.
So it's interesting to think about that. Like shrink wrap, and it can become dried out and lose elasticity, leading to more tension and stiffness. You know, I think of the tensor fascia lata along the outside of the leg. And, you know, you can stretch that thing for days and not see results. But we've been able to see some really good results.
Yeah, one of my good friends, Warren Hammer, that's his main thing, is fascial.
Ah.
And one of the interesting things that they've been doing research, and this has just come out within the last 2 years, is that the fascia is one single organ. So all the fascia in your body is completely connected with each other and intercommunicates with each other. And it determines your posture. It's the main thing that determines posture.
So we are wrapped in shrink wrap.
We are wrapped in shrink wrap, and all fascial material is connected to each other. And they used to think that it was sort of like dead material. But it's actually very much alive and communicates with each other and is very important to the health of the body. And we're just now starting to discover all the things that are involved with the fascia. It's as much of an organ as your liver, heart, or kidneys.
Interesting.
And it's all one organ.
Right.
So as that can contract and move, and if there's a miscommunication that occurs along those lines, that's where you get a lot of the changes that can occur, and has very big ramifications on all the other aspects of the system. Matter of fact, it has a very big effect on the nervous system. So as you can get the fascia back into alignment, it can actually change how the nervous system works.
So at the Praetor practice, how do you work with fascia?
Well, of course, we do the adjustments. We do acupuncture, a lot of different types of things. But fascia is really where rapid release comes through.
Mm-hmm.
Because Warren Hammer had been working with that. Actually, I introduced him to the rapid release. He came to my office. I was working on him, doing some adjustments, things like that. And then I took the rapid release and went over it.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, "What is that?"
Yeah.
Because he had actually been doing a lot of, he was very good at the scraping and was using that for the fascia. Mm-hmm. And as soon as he saw the rapid release, it's just revolutionized his treatment. Yeah. And that's the main thing he teaches now, is how to release fascia with the rapid release.
And I know a lot of times we'll use it when someone's in a prolonged stretch. Mm-hmm. A lot of people are tight in their glutes, the piriformis syndrome. And we'll get them in a prolonged stretch and run the rapid release over that, just for a few minutes.
Right.
And big changes.
Oh, yeah. It's again, revolutionizes fascial release.
Hamstrings.
Right.
So many people have tight hamstrings.
And much of the muscle is controlled by the fascia material. Mm-hmm. It actually, matter of fact, the low back, if you take a picture, because when you look at sort of like the musculoskeletal system, and they have that white area, you know, they have the red for the muscles, and then they have that white. Uh-huh. That's all the fascia material. And if you look at the low back, it just covers the entire low back.
Really?
So oftentimes your low back problems is connected to the fascia material. And so getting in there and working on that is really revolutionary.
So you can see the fascia on the x-ray?
No.
Oh, well, you can't see it.
No, okay. You don't see the fascia on the x-ray.
Okay.
Because it's sort of it's a white material on when they make the drawings.
Oh,
see, they have the muscles, and then they have that white area in through there. As you think about those systems, and it's actually the that's the fascia that they use.
Okay, because I thought that was fat on the x-rays.
That was, yeah.
I didn't like seeing my x-ray. Okay, anything more on fascia before we move on?
No, I mean, you could do an entire talk on just fascia.
Yeah, and you're just saying this is just coming out the last two
years. It's very exciting stuff.
Uh-huh.
For
let's talk about circulation. You know, cells need nutrients and oxygen to function properly. So without ample oxygen, a certain percentage of your muscle cells renew. And so circulation has a big part of
very
soft
big
tissue.
Part.
Yeah.
Circulation, getting that opened up on that. If one of the things that, you know, just how oxygenation is important, people who have low iron have muscle spasms much, much easier, or some types of anemia. That's one of the things that we find as we improve some of the nutritional, that all of a sudden we get better oxygenation and the back pain really releases quite a bit. But if you have a lot of these different types of constrictions going on, it really cuts down on the oxygenation to the muscles. So the muscles could be going into spasm because of that. You know, when you kind of bend over and all of a sudden you can't get back up, and the muscle's gone into contraction, and it kind of stays that way because something kind of triggers it. Either the fascia trigger points, which we're going to get into, goes into spasm. Mm-hmm. Muscle tightens up, and then it lacks the oxygen, and then it stays that way because it can't. If it doesn't have the blood supply in there, it can't relax.
Yeah, I notice when I use the rapid release technology on people, especially in the upper trap area, the neck area.
Right.
And I do a lot of it. We'll do the movement of flexing, extending the neck as we're using it. And you'll just see people's range of motion just improving.
Starting to increase immediately.
And their muscle, you know, that area of the skin starts turning pink and red because it's getting circulation. And I
sure.
said, you're getting circulation there.
Yeah. Blood yeah. flow is a good thing.
Yeah, blood flow is a good thing.
No blood flow is a bad thing. That was the first thing when we were in the getting as we were going through our courses and they were talking about circulation. That's the first thing that the professor said. Just to let you know, it's very basic. Good blood flow, good. No blood flow, really bad. And the less you have, the worse it is.
And you remember that,
right? It's it's kind of like a simple truth.
All right, when we come back. More on soft tissue disorders.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
According to the World Health Organization and the Center of Disease Control, we are now in a post-antibiotic age. What that means is that we have a tremendous number of bacteria that have complete resistance to antibiotics. When antibiotics came out, it was like a miracle in the healthcare industry. Bacterial infections were the number one killer of people. And the antibiotics just changed the whole landscape. And we were into a new age of healthcare. And so I consider antibiotics as one of our most precious type of commodities that we have in the modern world. Like a lot of things, we took something that was absolutely fantastic, overused it for things that we surely shouldn't have. And when we did that, the bacteria are really, really smart and can really reproduce quite quickly. In a very short amount of time, they were figuring out how to fight back against the antibiotics. There is a war going on there because of our poor use of antibiotics. The bacteria have won. Now we are in an age where we can go back to that pre-antibiotic era. And would really cut down on life expectancy, would really change the whole ball game. After you do a surgery, get a course of antibiotics so you don't get a post-surgical infection. That actually is not happening nowadays. Because oftentimes you can get a post-surgical infection and it can kill you because the bacteria are no longer responding to the antibiotics. So we have a very major problem. It is something that we need to take stock of. Rethink how we do prescriptions, pharmaceutical prescriptions. We feel that we have the answer to this problem, and that's what we're trying to put out there. The CDC and the World Health Organization, all the people sit there and say, our philosophy on that is 80% should be structure function care, 20% should be pharmaceutical based. They agree with us. We're on the side that has the scientific backing. Antibiotics are the first line of defense. That is not the way that antibiotics are supposed to be used. And it's not because I'm against antibiotics. I'm actually a huge proponent of antibiotics. I love antibiotics, but we are destroying the antibiotics. I'm on my podium right now, but I get pretty passionate about it and very frustrated.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. Are you experiencing muscle pain or tightness anywhere on your body? Try the Rapid Release Therapy Pro 2. The Pro 2 is a targeted high-speed vibration therapy device used by medical professionals to quickly relieve a wide variety of aches and pains on their patients, as well as themselves, their friends, and their families. Safe, effective, and easy to use, this professional quality medical device uses a patent treatment head with 5 built-in heads, giving you the versatility to treat small bony surfaces, such as fingers, wrists, and ankles. Powerful enough to quickly relax the tightest hips on professional athletes and everything in between. Unlike the low-speed percussive devices, rapid-release therapy delivers for sensitive areas like joints, neck, and ankles safely and comfortably, and provides the raw power your larger muscle groups need. Go to our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Click on the rapid-release banner and enter code PRATHER for a $100 discount for the Voice of Health Radio listeners. Through the end of January, Rapid Release is offering a very special discount for just $995. That's a $500 discount on the regular price. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this rapid release technology, or RRT. It's our secret weapon, like to say. It's non-surgical, drug-free treatment option.
Sure.
Yeah. We talked a little bit about it in the other segment. It's FDA-registered high-speed vibration device. It was developed in 2010, so not that long ago.
Actually by a chiropractor.
Yes. It's a pioneered high-speed vibration therapy. So it's focused on the relief of soft tissue problems affecting nerves, muscles, tendons, and ligaments. Dr. Prather, let's talk about, well, how it works, like the resonance. Can you explain that?
Sure.
For the example, like an opera singer.
Well, there's a lot of different ways that you can get adhesions and scar tissue and different things released. And a lot of it can actually be very painful, you know, mm-hmm. to achieve. And it's one of the things that has been, that is not well treated at all in the disease care model up until this point. So what they were able to do is come up with a concept of a vibrational instead of a mechanical. Mm-hmm. So what you do is you go across there, and then it's vibrating at a frequency that they found breaks up tissue that is abnormal. So it actually starts to change it, melt it away, and then help the body to, when it does that, then allows the body to go in there and lay down normal tissue that is fully functioning. Mm-hmm. And it does that through a vibration, and people don't really understand vibrations that much.
Right, because there's not movement.
Because you can't see it.
Can't see it.
But the good illustration on that is an opera singer who can sit there and sing, and you've got that fine crystal starts to vibrate. Mm-hmm. And it vibrates at a higher frequency, even to the point where it can even crack. Mm-hmm. So what you're doing with this rapid release is you're creating a vibration, and that doesn't harm normal tissue. As a matter of fact, it actually heals it, gets more circulation, and makes it better functioning. But abnormal tissue, it actually breaks up and then helps the body to dissipate it.
Well, Dr. Prather, what conditions does the rapid release technology work on?
Carpal tunnel, shoulder issues, mm-hmm. where you sit there and have restrictions, even like shoulder rotator cuff tears.
Yeah,
very excellent on that.
Yeah.
Elbow, where you've got problems with the pains in the elbow, either golfer's elbow, tennis elbow, mm-hmm. all help out tremendously.
Neck pain, low back pain.
Headaches, excellent mm-hmm. for headaches.
Yes.
Sciatica, mm-hmm. piriformis syndromes, scoliosis even.
Yeah, and we've used it on TMJ even.
TMJ, yes.
Because we have that big masseter muscle that we need to release. Knee conditions, plantar fasciitis. You have the fascia that
sure.
saran wrap right
sure.
at the bottom of your feet. Dupuytren's contracture.
You're right, Dupuytren's contracture.
Yeah, the rapid release has 5 heads on it.
Right.
So you can use specifically the smaller heads would be for someone, you know,
for smaller areas.
Yeah,
for the hand type of problems along those lines. Mm-hmm. Any type of scar tissue post-surgical,
right.
trying to get that back to where it needs to be. Basically, almost every type of musculoskeletal condition out there.
Right, overuse injuries.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's very versatile, amazingly effective, and one of the greatest things is safety. Mm-hmm. You're not talking about any type of a situation where, you know, there's risks in all these different types of conditions. In other words, with the rapid release, you're not going to make something worse.
Right, and it's not painful.
Yeah, it's...
When we start with people, we'll use the large head so they get the feel of it.
Right.
But we've had quite a few patients buy them for themselves.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and we're going to have a promotion that you can... radio listeners can use our promo and get a nice discount on the product.
Of course. We've had several people who came into our office and said that was the only thing that really helped them. I mean, you know, that of everything that they had tried before, mm-hmm. The dramatic changes along those lines.
Yeah, and someone will say, well, I have this thumper, big massager at home. It's not the same thing.
Right.
Not the same technology.
No, it's not even trying to accomplish the same thing.
Right, right. So what professionals out there use the rapid release technology?
Well, it was invented by a chiropractor. I keep on saying,
just proud of that.
Promote, and chiropractors actually are really quite innovative and have come up with quite a few devices. Mm-hmm. And so chiropractors obviously were the first ones to start using it. Physical therapists, occupational therapists, massage therapists are also using it. Athletic trainers. Mm-hmm. I know that it's used in quite a few of the major leagues. All the different types of sports,
NFL, NBA,
NBA, NHL, that's
PGA.
PGA. Those are all very standard types of things that is actually being used. So it's very important for sports. I know that a lot of Olympic athletes are using that to maintain their, the function of their body. So for sports, recovery, even after surgeries, for all those different types of things. Headache clinics are using it.
Right, and you had mentioned headaches, and I've even taken the softer head over someone's cranium and that back occiput area.
Sure.
And, we have sutures in our skull, and work the sutures with it, and the headache people just love that.
Oh, you just see people kind of drifting off.
Uh-huh.
So during the treatment, if you're not careful, people are just going to fall asleep on you.
That's all right. People can fall asleep. And again, we talked about the TMJ, using that small head.
Yeah, and temporomandibular joint syndrome can be very, very devastating to people. Mm-hmm. And getting that under control can really help out. Yeah, one of the things that's very interesting is that we used it for people with depression even. Hmm. So one of the things that occurs with depression, is pain can kind of kick that off. Mm-hmm. And then also the levator scapula. As you release that, then all of a sudden people can start breathing.
And I want to let people know where those are. The levator scapula,
sure,
is up in the neck area, that upper back.
And we call those the tension muscle, mm-hmm, headaches. So especially during this time with stressors going on all over the place, getting that release can actually change people's anxiety levels and decrease their depression levels.
Yeah.
I had a gentleman who came in who was actually suicidal, was thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And we really got those levator scapulas all released on him. And he says, I'm back to where I was before.
Right. And as you're using the rapid release, you can see people go into that deep breathing.
Sure.
Slow down their breathing deeper and going more into that, what we call the parasympathetic mode or the rest and digest.
Sure. Really switches and has a huge effect on the nervous system.
And the sessions aren't long. It you just do a few minutes in each area. Shouldn't go, you don't need to go over 10 minutes.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's a big release. I was just working on one of the patients recently with a massage therapist, that she was doing a massage on him. And she's going, boy, I'm just having trouble really getting this released. I said, walked out, went over, got the rapid release, say, work that. And she said, oh, yeah. And she did it. And the patient was like, oh, my gosh, that's incredible. And she was saying, I got to use that more.
Right.
You know, to get those problem areas, one, it works so much quicker, mm-hmm, so much easier, and it just takes off, all the stress of me trying to really work that out. And it's easier on the patient, too.
Right. And we didn't get to go into too much on the trigger points. We will do that our next show. But we do use the rapid release after a trigger point injection for that lidocaine to get in there. So after they have an injection, they come over to the therapy room and we use the rapid release,
right,
on that injection site, and then follow it up with strapping to hold that muscle.
Sure. Can rapid release treatment be covered by insurance?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It is. Oh,
yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather.
Thank you, Lisa.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.